Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
You're listening to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers in Western Montana. In this poor old dirt town I live in. I should go back a story or two. And NATO, the North Atlantic Terrorist Organization, their global network has supplied ISIS or Daesh with weapons, intel, and other covert support on this dirty war in Syria. And, of course, we know that the United States isn't going to let up there either. This push for Kurdistan is no different than up there in, say, Kaplan, where we have the constant push for people more and more around the world. They want their independence, which is an international right under the UN law. I believe it's Article 19 there. But anyway, within that, you can see the photos here, or you can't see them, but I can. But these truckloads of ammunition and homemade bombs from Daesh factory made in Median. And of course, no one ever thinks, these weapons and stuff, where do they get all this stuff? Are they buying it with what? Who's doing the transferring of monies? And of course, then comes the deaths. I guess it doesn't matter much for those people over there in the Middle East, just a bunch of sand enders, you know, but here in America, though, when your son or something dies from these illegal wars and stuff, you get the prospects of buying a funeral casket from $8,000 to some odd and up, and all the trimmings for your party and stuff for the wake, you know, to whisk them away. And of course, you get a little piece of a flag there to cover the loss. And I just can't believe so much money is made on war to control other people's economies and say that it is in some way to help build America. And again, that Catalan area over there, where again they're fighting for their independence, the police, where you saw them beating their protesters and stuff, of course, where were they trained? Israel, just like here in the United States. And of course, who better knows than oh, by the way, there's a side note on this. It says that their repression courses were tested in combat. Of course, that means against the Palestinians. But no one seems to care sometimes. You know, I don't, seriously, I don't know how some people can go on and on with listening to stuff daily. And it seems like the only time, and I hate to say this, I'm not against any of the LGBT movement. They can do what they want in their own private homes and stuff, but it seems like the only time Americans get together is if they have these massive gay pride things, walk down the street in the hundreds of thousands or millions. Same in Israel in 2015 in Tel Aviv over there, 200 some odd thousand met for their LGBT pride thing. It just seems like people are on the wrong side of history, the wrong side of morals or what. And you know, I'm not your judge, Matthew 7:1, you know, stop judging, you know. But it just seems like more and more people are on the wrong side of history. And I just don't see what people derive from that, knowing that all this is done in their name and culpability would say that then they're responsible for it. It's like that stupid Bill Maher. He said if Russia is going to keep attacking America, then America should really fight back. And it's been found that these ads that Russia has been running were basically for Clinton, not for Trump. And Clinton lost the election. Now we find out that the entire Democratic Party, whether it's Donna Brazile or anyone else, Elizabeth Warren, that they've all said that they didn't want to make waves because of certain deaths. And that, yes, they gave the election to Hillary. They bypassed the Bernie supporters. And, of course, that now has inflamed again the right of those people that voted for Bernie Sanders. That perhaps if Bernie had won, that perhaps Trump wouldn't be in there today. But again, I don't vote, so I don't have no dog in the bite there, you know. But I get constant emails, whether they're demonizing Muslims or someone else in the world, and when I think of that, you know, growing up, and I installed DirecTV for over a decade, well over a decade, and watching these commercials on TV, you're inundated with helping to support some foundation in supplying food to some poor African nation, and they had the little pot-bellied black kids that were sitting there starving. Then you find out later on that what grains and stuff they had received were sold for arms to fight their internal civil wars, if they were civil, not CIA started. But and of course, it's the churches that usually came up with the aid that actually helped people out, just like we found out here in the latest Hurricane Harvey. That even though FEMA and those guys were on the ground, that it was actually the churches that were doing the work. And as Tom down there in Utah would attest to the fact there, that if they had supplied trailers and stuff like that, they'd probably be toxic anyway and kill off people anyway, you know. But I just can't believe that this country, which was once great, probably which I would call from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and then slowly starting to go back downhill again. And as I had mentioned earlier, the fact that within two generations, what my families or our families did to recover from the Great Depression, we're now seeing the United States is slipping right back into it again, and people are just massive debt. They keep refinancing their home and borrowing on equity they don't have, and the banks just keep sending commercial after commercial, saying that if you don't have any equity in your home, they can help you refinance. And this, again, is to keep you paying on your credit cards and stuff, or paying them off, so that, like a stupid fool, you can run back out there and get another loan to readjust your spending, to have those nice credit cards nice and clear, debt-free, and go out and charge on them again and do the same thing over again. And, hey, a couple more years, just refinance again, you know. And people don't realize through economics what that is. I sent a letter up here to my realtor friend here in St. Ignatius here a little bit ago, that they're offering homes again, $350,000 homes for zero down. This is the same premise they did right before the banking collapse in 2008, with a big bubble pop there, realty, financial. But it's a tried system. They use it over and over to ensnare people. And, of course, then you're inundated with these stupid commercials on TV. You buy the stupid product. If you order it now with this stupid code, you can get two, but of course, shipping and handling is different. You look at it, it's like, God, the packages be about the same if you shipped in the same package. What's the difference to grabbing two at one time and then having to separately do a handle if you wanted to do it that way? And of course, most of buy one for a friend, you know. I remember the holidays when I was younger. We used to make things at home and give them to people. It meant something from our heart. Nowadays, you're just supposed to buy something like that. Just like, as I mentioned, I think it was last week, about the crying kid in a grocery store and trying to pull things off the shelf, and the mom screams at the child there, and the child goes into some hissy fit, and then the mother hands the kid an iPad or something like that to play with. And it's like, this is the constant training of of getting your head down into a tablet to distract you. And I even say that about ham radio nowadays, that we used to have this analog communication where we talked to point-to-point, linking repeaters together all over the place, and now it's all being done digital. Ouch. My puppy stepped on my foot. Anyway, first came the VOIP with the Echolink and other nodes to be able to connect us from computers to radios. So that if I say I'm sitting here in Montana and I want to talk to a ham over there in Russia, I just got to enter a couple 5-digit key codes or something like that, and it connects me with a repeater over there in Russia, and I can talk directly into Russia. Or to some guy sitting at some Sambo's or whatever it is over, I've never been to Hawaii, but whatever restaurant they have there, you know. You can talk around the world. You want to talk to Japan, you can talk to Japan, talk to New Zealand. It's all done through the internet, but it's through your radio. It's voice over internet protocol. And now everything is going digital. And of course, that means a constant having to acquiesce another type of radio system, just like the police with their APCO 25 going digital, scrambled, so we can't hear what they're supposed to be saying there. But again, it's more of a distraction. Whereas with ham radio, when I grew up, we used to talk on the radio to some of the best friends, the Elmers, we called them, talk to the best friends that we had, and later on meet them for coffee and stuff. And now everything's being done over a computer system. Very few people travel anymore. And, of course, I could always say that's good in special circumstances, like our winter roads and stuff, to where people don't want to travel. And the day here, I went to I was headed to Missoula to go to get my prescription, which I got mad about later, but had to wait for 2 hours and something like that for a double head-on collision there in the S-curves out here in Ravalli. And, of course, driving to Missoula, I get there, and they tell me my prescription won't be ready for another 3 days after they told me 3 days before that it would be ready on the 4th. So, but anyway, we are being driven socially away from each other more and more, yet we are connected via this social internet and this social media. And very rarely do you ever hear someone call up and say, hey, hi, how you doing? They send a text, you know. Now, there's no actual automation between family members. And I think of that. My household was basically kind of like the Brady Bunch. We had 5 siblings in our house. We all sat down for dinner. Most of the time we said prayer. And we discussed the family, what we were doing in school, what my dad was doing at his job. My mom eventually went to work as a change girl down there in Las Vegas. She didn't have to, but she just wanted some independence, get out of the house, whatever like that. And, but anyway, we don't see families like that anymore. They're being directly led and misled by social media today. And there's a... Yeah, Murr. I keep looking at the last names of these guys, and I'll tell you, they're all connected. Anyway. Anyway. But this is our social status today, is that we have been led astray into this corral, I guess you call it, where social media has taken... Will you stop that? Dog's licking my feet. I got cannabis oil on my feet. That's right. Maybe you should get a high out of it. Anyway, but this we're being led astray from the actual interactions that we normally do. And then you see these commercials on TV. This one that irks me the most is this young girl talking about how she was so socially maladjusted. She didn't get along. She couldn't get this done, couldn't get that done. And then so it helped her to be able to join the military and to be something and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But it ends with her sitting there as an adult staring into oblivion. And, of course, that reminds me just like our military today. I know so many veterans and stuff, whether it's with PTSD or other issues, that they're not socially accepted anymore. And we don't see this from, like, World War II, where the military coming down Times Square with the massive confetti falling and welcoming home the soldiers. No, it's just like Henry Kissinger said, military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. They go, they serve, and they get back, and of course the Veterans Administration drops them. 307,000 killed, or well, by neglect, I'll put it. I wouldn't say murdered, but you know, who have died through neglect, and they weren't killed by some agent of some foreign government. They were directly killed by their own government, by their own... Where'd my cord go? There it is. Killed by their own actions from their own government. Anyway, finally, Renee is going to call in today. Hello, Renee. Good to hear you in there. I hope you're doing fine.
Hello. You there?
Hola. Yeah, see.
Well, you made my evening when you referred to Ron Paul and Trump as demagogues. So first, thank you very much for that. And but you know, Keith, I just want to warn you. You keep wanting to spend $250 million a day to maybe take care of people, give them good health care and feed them instead of bombing the hell out of people. You know, we may have to start calling you a bleeding heart pink O'Connor.
I mean, can you imagine? And then that's on top of the $10 trillion the Pentagon can't account for.
Yeah, I mean, they're stealing it right and left, but yeah.
I mean, then they turn around, they tell you, you know, Renee, they say, well, you know, you and your children's children have to pay for this national debt. It's like, I didn't sign nothing. And that's why I'm so dead against this.
Yeah, and like, you know, all these people say, well, I don't want to pay for abortion. It's not fair to make me pay for abortion. Well, you know what? I don't like paying for war. And you know what? These same people who don't want to pay for birth control pills for women, I never hear them complain about the hundreds of millions of dollars we women have to pay for Viagra. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
For all these veterans and stuff. So the thing is, you know, there's a lot of double standards, you know, but, you know, one thing, I'm so thrilled for you that you grew up in a Brady Bunch type family. But, you know, I have a friend who is a card carrying ditto head, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, Fox News and Rush Limbaugh, okay? But I know enough about her life where I can nail it. She kind of hates it when I'm right, okay? But I told her, you know, I said, look, you know, I think probably the most effective psyops the CIA ever carried out was Andy Griffin, Father Knows Best, Leave It to Beaver, and all this stuff, because a lot of the very same people that say, oh, don't watch TV, that's programming, they believe that those half-hour sitcoms of the 50s were a realistic picture of our lives there. I said, Sharon, we grew up in that time. Was your life like that? She goes, no.
No, but I will say this, though. The Brady Bunch was my era.
A lot of it wasn't like that, okay? It wasn't like that.
But the Brady Bunch was my era. I mean, I'm not saying our household didn't have problems and stuff like that, but as brothers and sisters, we weren't distracted by the Internet. I got into ham radio, of course, by the mid-70s. But, you know, the scenario where, yeah, I had to sit and wait for my sisters to get out of the bathroom in the school, you know, for school in the morning. I had to wait for my sisters to get off the phone, talking to their boyfriends all the time, you know. I mean, it's the same thing as a Brady Bunch. And, of course, we didn't have a maid, but we had it made because my dad was, well, we were rich. I mean, at that time, like that, my dad was running casinos and stuff, you know. But but the scenario was, it was so much to that. And you had the father that came down with his judicial hand once in a while and beat the crap out of you when you were wrong. And, of course, you knew you were wrong and you deserved it. Nowadays, don't touch your kid.
Well, I had it different. Like, say, and I'm not slighting my father in any way, but we lived in a smaller town where there wasn't a lot of opportunity. And, I mean, he would be trying to run 3 and 4 businesses at a time. And we still weren't making it without, you know, the free milk and eggs and butter and a little financial help that my mother's family would give to us at times. And like I say, and I didn't have that. My mother wasn't working so she could have more jewelry and shoes. We needed her income to live. So my life was not like what a lot of people believe.
We had a break
like
coming up
at that time.
We got a break coming up. If you want to hold over, I'll hold you over, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. This is On Frequency Radio with Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443. Right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You wanna know? Turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go. It's on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network here with Keith Rogers in Western Montana, talking with Renee. Hey, Renee, before I go off or let you go again, I wanted to say something. There's a government school in Cambridge, New York, there that sparked a little firestorm. And of course, now the school is teaching 11-year-old kids about transsexual surgery. And I was going to say, compared to your day and my day, and people hate to hear that, especially when you're talking to your children, when you say, well, in my day, you know. But, you know, seriously, I didn't even know I, you know, I hate to be personal, but I didn't know I had a penis till I was about 13 years old. And now they're teaching kids, 11-year-olds, about transsexual surgery. And if you haven't seen the video, it's called Trans Norway WTF. And it's filmed over in Norway. And it shows you that as you drive into the schoolyard, the slides and stuff are all designed like penises and stuff like that. You go in, and the young, handsome boys are all dressed up in dresses with pumps and stuff. And the girls are playing with the dolls and somewhat dolls and stuff like that, male dolls and stuff, you know. But do you remember that in our culture growing up, that this was such a beckoning call that we had to learn about? I never even heard about it.
Oh, no. And that is absolutely wrong. On the other hand, I was so in the dark. I could have used a little education. legitimate, decent, you know, sex education. But, you know, I remember I was furious. I had young children when that whole Clinton and Monica Lewinsky thing was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just fuming at the TV that kind of stuff was going on the TV, because, like, how, you know, that's not the reproductive kind of explanation, okay? It's like, how do you explain? I remember I was so angry for being put in that position for that whole thing going on at that time when I had young children. So I can imagine how these parents with the young kids feel, you know, with that. I mean, can't we strike some kind of sane balance between not sending kids into the world, not knowing nothing, and this ridiculous stuff that's going on today? You know, so the thing is, you know, I think we need some kind of balance. You know, you have some people that just don't want to tell them anything, and then other people that want to tell them too much.
Well, did you see the article?
So I don't know what the answer is.
Renee, did you see the article where they said babies as young as 6 months old can be racist?
That's insane. Who said that?
Some idiot. You can Google it. You'll find it. I mean, but this is, like I say, they're indoctrinating everyone into this mea culpa type scenario where you're not going to offend anyone. Go along with this person. Go along with that. Go along with the wars. Go along with the killing. And just, you know, take care of yourself and don't worry about what your neighbor's doing. And, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's so much polarization, and everybody is on either side pulling against each other. And, you know, we'll never come together with this. And that, of course, that, and both sides are guilty. And that's exactly what the government wants. These people, they make a living off of conflict. And if they have to cause it, they will. Because that's called job security.
Yep. All right, Renee, I tell you what. I got Tom down in Utah here, but I want to get one more story here before the break here. But anyway, hey, thanks for calling in, though, okay? We enjoyed the chat, and especially reliving our lifestyles. You take care, okay?
Okay.
All right. Tom, I'll pick you up right after the break here. Sorry to do that here, but I hate to do that. But anyway, there's another... Herod's news out of Israel. Let me say this. If you're an American, read some foreign papers. By God, please, read some foreign papers, you know. Anyway, and Herod's news over there says, Israel is no worse off, so why are voters ditching Netanyahu? And the polls are predicting that the Lukids decline. And, of course, Netanyahu, he's pleading for national unity. Here, that would be called racism, see? Make America great again. We'll make the party great again. It's the same scenario there. We can't have walls. Israel has walls, you know. But anyway, it seems so stupid that people do that. Of course, I can't read the full story because I don't subscribe to them, unfortunately. But it just goes to show you, though, that – and that's a pretty liberal paper over there. And sometimes they have some really good pointed articles out of there that you don't have to pay for. Anyway, got my break coming up here. Tom in Utah will pick you up right after the break here. We thank you for listening right now, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back.
Double talk is all you get.
You're listening to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers in Western Montana, where it's still snowing a little bit. Anyway, thanks for joining in again, and we have Tom down in Utah. Tom, it's always nice to talk to you. How's things going down there, sir?
I just need to ask you, Keith, are you the, are you my brother from another mother?
Yeah, I'm not
Thomas
sure.
Rogers. I'm Thomas Rogers, Keith Rogers, right?
Well, I think I told you on the phone a long time ago that my dad was an orphan, so it was kind of like a given name. But
yeah,
again, that's another thing, though, Tom, when I was talking to Renee there. My dad, through the trials up here in Helena, where he was raised in that orphanage like that, he went on, and it doesn't matter whether you're white, black, or anything else like that. When you set your own personal goals in life, you can go out and do whatever you want. It doesn't matter, and you don't need the welfare system of some other people to carry you through. And that's why you see
so many successful, whether it's blacks playing in sports or and it's well, and I'll give you this other illustration here. Whenever you think of all the plights that are going on in this country, whether it's our civil rights or anything like that, just take a look at Congress. It's full of whites, blacks, Indians, Muslims, everything like that. We have a plethora of mixed races, religions, everything like that, all in Congress, and they're doing it to their own people, regardless.
Yeah, that's. I think I talked to you last Sunday, right? And you were going to have that one lady contact me, and I haven't heard from her yet.
Oh, you haven't? Okay. I'll give her a ring here tomorrow morning, and I'll
jingle
her bells for you.
I've been a little worried because the weather's turned cold up there now, right?
Oh, it's not. It's in the 30s. Or I think the lowest I had so far was 24, but it's not in the minus 20s yet, thankfully.
Yeah, so right now would be a good time for them to get up on their roof and remedy that problem if they're going to do it that way.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We have other issues up here in Montana, too, because we have our
water rights.
Yeah,
I can't believe
our water
have
rights
other
are being at risk. They're even talking about putting meters on our wells. I mean, that's how bad it, you know. If you go to a store, you buy a liter or what is it, a little thing, a pint thing of water, it's $1.19 and it's cheapest. Like, do you realize that to sustain yourself on water, it costs more than a gallon of gas?
Yeah. Well, we've got to control you, Keith. You're just out of control. You're sovereign and independent. We've got to make sure we got you on the meter.
Well.
That's a electronic, a radio operated meter too.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know,
smart meter.
I say, yeah. Well, that's another article I was reading here. You would not believe how many smart technologies they call it now, whether it's smart TV, smart meters, and of course these are actually all prying on your daily lives. And I have a frequency counter. I usually carry it in my pickup truck with me there because if I hear law enforcement talking like that, I just turn on my frequency counter. I see what frequency they're on, and I just spin it in and listen on the main radio, you know. But I take it out there, and I look at the different frequencies that are being used on these smart meters when they're transmitting stuff, you know. And it's the same scenario. I have that that document. It's a PDF form from Britain over there. It's written in the late 90s. About the dangers of cell phone use on the human anatomy, about how RF, what it does to the body cells. And I can tell you one thing. I have a 4G phone here, the Samsung S7 there. I cannot hold it in my right hand because it lays up against my palm. Of course, I'm right-handed, though, but I can't hold it in my left hand. But if I do, it burns. And I noticed that in ham radio years ago there. If talking on VHF on, say, 147 megahertz, somewhere in that area, that I have no problem. But the minute I switch to UHF up in the 440 band, I can feel the heat alongside my head. Well, then you take a cell phone, which is up in the microwave area, you're exposing yourself to that radiation. And it's cooking your brain cells. And that's why Motorola had a problem with their all their IT guys coming down with these tumors. And they went to these earbuds, and they found out they were causing these little temporal cancers and stuff, you know. But they don't care. And it's just like watching that Google meeting where they're referencing iPhones. And the guy says, who here has a cell phone? They just said cell phone. And 98% held up their hand or actually held up their phone. And the guy says, we're in saturation now. We need to look for a bigger market area. I can't believe he said that. It's 78 degrees where this guy's at. In the ham radio, we'd say fox uniform. But anyway, we can't swear on the radio. So remember, we're a moral nation. We can't swear on the radio. We can bomb millions of people to death, but can't swear on the radio.
Right. Yeah, isn't that an oxymoron?
Yeah. Anyway, so
we can't swear. Yeah. We can't say anything colorful, but we can blow the heck out of you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I say, you know, one of the best videos I ever watched was that The War America Didn't See by John Pilger there. And the, like, football field full of graves where it's just like a little marker that says, man with two children, limbs blown off, something like that. And these are all civilians. But it's indiscretionary bombing and stuff. And that's the same premise they're doing now. Jane over there in
Missouri saying that she missed my show. I said, no, duh. But anyway, but that's the premise like that. We're supposed to be a high moral nation and supposed to be promoting our Western society across the world. And I keep thinking, seriously, Tom, the prisons are full, the drug addictions, the crime, the partner family abuse, and let alone the morals and stuff like that. And we're supposed to be exporting this as American democracy and the American way of life on others? Does that sound un-American?
I ate some jalapeno, so that kind of attacked my voice, but I guess I'm okay, right?
Bueno.
I was going to tell you also, we were talking about the Clintons, I believe, earlier. I don't know if you know, but I... Okay, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I was talking about the Clintons earlier. John Podesta, mainly, but Clinton's yet to be indicted, but...
Well, I didn't know I was poking my stick into the hornet's nest when I went back there in D.C., and I was actually exposing this poisoning problem in the FEMA trailers as well as all trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who I sat with twice, face-to-face, two characters that are heavily entangled in all this mess. Number one, Obama. I sat with him twice with the National Congress of American Indians.
My fifth cousin, Obama?
Oh, yeah. He's another brother by another mother, father, mother, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, sister, whatever. But then I also sat in front of Hillary Clinton. I don't know if I told you, when I walked out of Obama's office, I felt like I needed to wash with Drano, right?
Well, since you're eating jalapenos, I'll say the Spanish would say, lo siento, amigo. I feel sorry for you, my friend.
Well, I love them anyway, even though they kind of shut my voice down. But then after I came out of sitting down with, I'm talking face-to-face with Hillary Clinton, I felt like I need to take a shower with Santa Flush.
Yeah. How about the Tidy Bowl, man?
Could be. But anyway, I didn't realize
you know what? I have no love for these politicians today. I watch what they do. You know, it's like I say, I don't vote because of that. That's one of the main reasons I don't vote. I watch what these politicians do and how they constantly – it's like one of the – how do you tell when a politician's lying is when he opens his mouth and says, I promise. And not one promise ever comes true like that because they have the party. And a two-party system you can never win on. You think back in the early 1900s and stuff where you had the Socialist Party, Democratic, even had the Communist Party, you know. And now they've narrowed it down to two parties in the so-called voting for the better of two evils. You're still voting for evil.
Unfortunately, that's true. But I got to tell you, when I was talking to Hillary, I did not know I was talking to the Wicked Witch of the East. And I was offending her, but she didn't make any expression on that. Like I was talking to a mummy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But come to find out later that I had interfered with the Clinton Foundation and their disposal or their brokering of those FEMA trailers from Katrina. You see, I'd actually gone to the VA and stopped the VA from accepting those defunct units to house the homeless vets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember that story back then. They were going to take the FEMA trailers from after Katrina and use them to house the homeless or the really economically strapped veterans. When I explained to the VA that those units were already condemned, and why in the world would they put our veterans into them? So they said, well, we'll stop that. They did. And then I had the audacity, so to speak, to go and sit and tell that same thing to Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not know that the Clintons were the ones brokering in those units. But now I know, you know, after the fact. But anyway, if you get a chance, please get that lady to call me, because a lot of
her name is Elaine. Elaine, and she's a beautiful woman.
A lot of those units did get delivered to the Native Americans, and I tried to let them know that they can use them if they simply modify them. So get Elaine to call me, if you would.
Okay, yeah, we'll show you that, okay? Because I know that a lot of these tribal areas, they receive those trailers, too.
Yeah, and I've been desperately worried. And in fact, that's why Russell Means literally came up to me and to my home and honored me before he passed away. I don't know if you see the picture with him and me on the webpage. that's a pretty pretty rare honor to be honored by Russell Means.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, I didn't mean to break into that other lady's rather articulate.
Oh, that's fine. Renee and I get chatting all the time. We lose track of time, so it's good to cut her off and cut me off at the same time. So, after all, this is show designed for the, you know, Tom, this is show designed for the listener like that and the callers like that because they have their own things they want to vent. So it's nice to have a break, you know.
Well, I've got a vent that I want to vent. How's that?
All right.
By the way, tell Elaine she can find that website if she goes to gassingnativeamerica.com.
Okay. Sounds good.
If it's Gassing America or Gassing Native America, it will get her to the website. She'll see the problem. And tell her to please call me.
Sounds good. We'll do that, okay?
And I was blinded in all this. That's my... What do they say? There's no...
Penance? Your penance for it? For bringing out the truth?
Yeah, nobody likes the truth in D.C. The truth doesn't win you friends in the swamp.
Well, you know what? Truth doesn't win you many friends in the common world either,
anywhere.
Because there's a lot of people that are dyed in the wool that just cannot believe that things are going on and believe that, say, their government's behind it, you know, and they just cannot wrap their minds around that.
Even the victims, what's really been sad as I've, you know, been able to interact with a lot of the families locally that live in these units, at first they will say, I never was sickened by that. You know, I never had any miscarriages. I didn't have this or that, you know. And then a couple of weeks later, like in the case of, what's her name, Jody Duncan up there in the northern Ute community, she called me later and she said, Tom, you know what, I got thinking about it and found out as I reflected on it, I was suffering headaches and I was suffering flu-like symptoms and my kids were sick. When I started to examine, I figured out that you were right. And she had at least Emmett Duncan, her cousin, come and fix the unit. And from that point on, she started to get better.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, like I say, the amount of stuff they allow, even in the regular glues in your home and stuff, they even tell you a lot of stuff. Even your pillows and mattresses, I mean, they allow it.
Well, by the way, through the help of Warren Hatch, I think I gave him credit before. He was able to convince the CDC to validate my findings, and even more important, the Government Accountability Office, which is a real miracle. So I hold my head up very proud now saying, listen, it's just not my word anymore, but I got the CDC,
right,
which is a real miracle.
Yeah, remember, the CDC, though, remember, that's not a government outlet. It's a private firm.
The arm of the pharmaceutical complex, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. So, I used to be a researcher back when I was working my way through medical school.
Yeah.
And I tried to keep the CDC happy.
Well, it's like in my personal opinion, is I don't trust anything from the FDA. You look at all these FDA-approved drugs, the commercials on TV at night, which they bombard you with about, you need this, you need that, call your physician, like that, you know, and then at 12 o'clock at night later... Yeah, call your lawyer after night. You know, it's like, and these are all FDA approved drugs and medical devices and stuff. You know.
I don't know if I.
All right, well, I got a break coming up here, so I'll let you go there, Tom. But I will get a hold of Elaine and let her know that. Okay.
Yeah, get her to go to Gassing America or GassingNativeAmerica.com. Either one.
All right. Sounds great. Okay, you have a good time down there in Utah. Okay.
Tell her I've paid the price. So trying to protect her people. So get her to call me.
Yeah, I will, okay? My best to you down there. All right, thanks, Tom. You know, there has been some break here lately here. Other than the U.S. is pressuring the IOC to ban Russia from the Olympics. I mean, the same scenario again here. But domestically, they are looking into the effects of all of the Agent Orange and stuff used on our veterans. And I have to say our in that. I don't blame young boys that were lied to and didn't realize it. But anyway, that were bombarded with these aerial defoilants and stuff down in Vietnam and who have suffered for decades after that. And I suffer really bad peripheral neuropathy. And if I can't get pain meds, which I'm having difficulty doing, but
to live with the darn pains of, and a lot of these become nerve agents. And that was one of the first things that doctors asked me, is had I been exposed to any chemicals. And like I was reading to you about this so-called DNA targeting stuff about where they go into the muscle fiber and they affect nerves and stuff. It makes a person wonder. And of course, when I used to install satellites, I was underneath many a homes where they've sprayed for bugs and whatever like that. So I could have come up with something like that. But of course, to go through all these plethora of tests and stuff costs thousands of dollars, and then genetically separating what your blood is and stuff. But I do think that is a bonus that some of the veterans are finally getting some help. And the number of them was quite extensively high as far as for those that have been subjected to it. So life or war is not all that pretty, as you know it. And then, of course, we have the you can look up the UXOs that was used over Laos. Over 270 million bomblets, these cluster munitions, was dropped, in which today still millions of them have been unaccounted for, and daily blow off the limbs and arms of farmers and children. And Laos was a neutral country. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on, and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Day Talk Radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on the Public Broadcasting Network. We're on the last segment of the show here. I wanted to close with something here that I was trying to bring up earlier as far as what it was like during the Brady Bunch era and before, and, of course, what we've had to endure here. Well, things are not looking good. And as I mentioned, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, has sounded the alarm on the exorbitant levels of debt across the world, and this time it's literal. And they quote in here from Thomas Jefferson where it says, we must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt, and that's exactly what's going on. And it talks about how the GDP has lowered in standards of living up to damn near 105% of what people's incomes are today. And I like how it quotes here that a baby boom surging workforce enabled us to grow out of debt in the 1950s and 60s era in which I was born without noticing it. So, no such outcome looks plausible today, the IMF says. The IMF's World Economic Outlook describes a prostrate planet caught in a low-growth trap as population ages across the Northern Hemisphere and productivity splutters. Nor is this a malice confined to the West. The fertility rate has collapsed across the Far East in China, shrinking by 3 million a year. And it goes on talking about this rate of production. Babies need to be born. And what are they pushing as an agenda? Everyone's supposed to, what, cut your willy wagger off and not produce babies and gender reassign you and have your 11-year-old kids in school discuss gender surgeries. If you don't have a workforce to get out there in the economy, of course, there's no jobs for that workforce. So something has to be made to make up for that. But there is no way that people can sustain that. And when it talked about this baby boomers, and it goes on talking about the retiring, can you imagine being retired or on Social Security and living on, say, a menial $800-some a month, like myself, and by the time you pay your mortgage, your power, the sewer, and all that, there's nothing left at the end of the month. And so if you do have a credit card, you're living on that credit. And, of course, if you tap out that credit card, you're screwed. And, of course, that's why people are not buying. And so now that you're coming up on Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, and there's the stupid people out there that run out there and they'll just keep charging things up on their credit cards, maxing them out, and, of course, getting the overdraft fees and whatever like that. They are trapped into a system, whereas I still remember in school, and they taught us in economics how to manage your checking and savings. Of course, back then, as I mentioned, savings were 6%. Now it's less than, 90.09 or something like that percent the last time I looked. But there's no future for that. And this goes not only to Europe's debt crisis, but America, but also to China, Brazil, Russia, and the other ones. Even the many BRICS states are having this problem there, whether it's down in Brazil or whatever. So people have to be more frugal. And, of course, that means adjusting your spending. So that's what we're running for. Anyway, I'd like to thank all those that tuned in. I'd like to thank Kenneth in the control room. Up next is Blacklist News Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you those in the chat room group, and we'll catch you next week. And the fire's dying. I'm going to go downstairs and put some wood in. Catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Talk radio. The truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up, the loud as it'll go.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses
as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.